Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It may be an off year for elections in Kentucky, but we do have three important contests to be decided later this week. Elections to fill three seats in the Kentucky General Assembly. Joining me to talk about those races is the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette, Laura Cullen Glasscock. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Alan.
So let's talk about the three seats that are up for grabs here and what made that possible.
Well, there are two House seats and one Senate seat on the ballot for Tuesday. And what made those possible is two of the office holders passed away and one resigned. One House member resigned, and a state rep and a state senator both passed away earlier this year. And so those seats are open. And the nominees who are running for those seats will serve the unexpired term that was left by those vacancies.
And one of those in particular affects a lot of listeners in our area of Fayette County. So let's first talk about that race, and that's Senate 22.
The Senate District 22 seat includes part of Fayette County. It also includes Jessamine County and moves down then into Washington, Mercer, and Garrett counties. And the three people running in that race are Democrat Helen Buchelmez. She is an immigration lawyer. Dr. Donald Douglas, he's the Republican in the race. He's an anesthesiologist. And then a write-in candidate, Syndicate Dunn, who's a former Bergen City Council member. So those three are on the, Dunn is a write-in, but the other two are on the ballot. In that race, the Democrat has more money, but I don't know how much that'll be in her favor since the district is highly Republican. More than half the voters there are registered as Republicans. And outside of Fayette County, those voters there all voted for President Trump last year, and the seat was vacated by a Republican.
Yeah, Tom Buford, a very popular and long-serving member of the Senate.
That's right. That's right.
What about the other two? Now we're talking about House Districts 51 and 89.
House District 51 is Adair and Taylor County. The Democrat on that ballot is the former Taylor County judge executive named Eddie Rogers. The Republican is an insurance advisor named Michael Pollock. And there's an independent in the race as well, Timothy Gordon Schaefer. And with the other counties we were just talking about, the majority of voters there are registered as Republicans. The other members of the General Assembly who represent those areas are Republicans. Bam Carney, the representative who died in office, was also a Republican. So this seat is probably expected to stay in Republican hands. And in this race, too, the Republican has raised more money. So Pollock has more money going into the last days of the race than Rogers does.
And House District 89, it affects Laurel and Madison counties.
And Jackson County. So that is, again, that's even that of the three districts, that one has the most, the highest percentage of Republican voters. 66% of the people there are registered Republican. And we have Democrat May Suramek from Berea. She's a small business owner on the ballot, along with Timmy Truitt. He is the principal of McKee Elementary School. He's the Republican, and he's probably has good name ID in that area, I would say. And again, it's a very Republican district. That seat was left vacant when Representative Robert Goforth resigned. And again, he was a Republican. That district's heavily Republican. And the other advantage Truitt has is he's from Jackson, which is the largest and only whole county in that district. Madison County is only partly in that district, which is where Suramek is from.
All right. In the time we have left, we point out that Kentucky Secretary of State Michael Adams testified on Capitol Hill as to Kentucky's election reforms and election security.
Yes, he did. He spoke to a congressional panel and he was asked about the bipartisan nature of our election reform. And your listeners know this, but we didn't have the strife and conflict here in Frankfort that people saw in other states. Our legislature and governor worked really well together. The Board of Elections, chaired by former Congressman Ben Chandler, worked really well together to craft a package of election law changes that really seemed to benefit citizens.
Yeah, and one on the panel singled out what was going on in Kentucky and wanted to know, how did you do it?
How has Kentucky been able to achieve such broad support for its election reforms when the issue has become so partisan in other states and on the federal level? How did Kentucky achieve that?
Well, some of it was the luck, I guess, of having to run an election in a pandemic. I approached our legislature and asked for emergency powers to be able to make changes to acclimate our system to that reality. I didn't feel comfortable asking that I have all of that power by myself. I was the new kid in town and a Republican, and we had a high-profile Senate race ongoing last year, so I asked that the Democratic governor be included. I had seen what had happened in other states where there was partisan warfare between branches of government, between Democrats and Republicans in other states, and it led to election breakdowns, and I didn't want that to happen in our state. I didn't know that was going to set an example later for bipartisanship and legislation. I'm really, really grateful for that. So when Congress has been at its best, as with HAVA, folks have come together across party lines, and I hope that we're able to do that again.
I think that speaks highly of the processes we have here in Kentucky. We don't see a lot of the contention and the hard partisan line that we see in other states. And I think the fact that the election reform package was crafted with bipartisan input, even though Democrats are severely in the minority in Kentucky, people voted for it. Citizens can trust it. And there doesn't seem to be a lot of problems with people questioning our elections here, as we've seen in other states. So I think that the integrity and the security are there for our races.
Back to these three contests. Now, there was mm-hmm. some election reform that will affect these. In fact, we had early voting that ended on Saturday.
That's right. So several things were in place for this election that are basically it's the first election since the new law went into effect. So you're right. Early voting started last Thursday, and voters could have gone to the poll on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. People who didn't get to vote then still can vote tomorrow on Tuesday the 2nd from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's the same. That's, you know, same as it ever was. And people who have absentee ballots cannot mail them this time, though. So if any of your listeners are holding on to an absentee ballot, those need to be in the county clerk's hands by 6 p.m. on Tuesday. And then people have to have their ID just as always. And, you know, that's another thing that was contentious in other states, that whole notion of voter ID. And we didn't really have that here. There was some pushback, but we've always had voter ID. So for us, that almost was a non-issue. and then if people aren't sure of their precinct, because the precincts are just a few here in Fayette County, they can go to the Secretary of State's website to find out if they live in the 22nd Senate District to see if they need to vote on Tuesday.
Well, that is all the time that we have for today on Capital Chat. Our guest has been the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette, Laura Cullen-Glasscock. Thanks for your time, and have a great week ahead.
Thank you, Alan. You too.